joining us now, Neil, and we're very thankful to have him on. Hume City have got a couple of big games ahead, and in particular, next Sunday's Doherty Cup final, which got moved originally from midweek to the weekend. His name's Nick Hegarty. He's been part of our show before. Heggs, good morning. Welcome to Kickoff.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What's the mood like at Hume City at the moment, leading up to a couple of big games hanging up the next week or so?
Yeah, the players are mad to get the games going and get out on the pitch, to be honest. It'll be a quick turnaround from Wednesday to Saturday, Sunday now, but everybody's looking forward to it.
And Heggs, obviously, quite the result against Port Melbourne a couple of weeks ago. I was in attendance, and it was really remarkable to see the turnaround, especially to get two stoppage-time goals is really fantastic. And Niall Bonata getting that late one. Obviously, there was a mix-up with the red card for Bonata. Could you give us perhaps an update on sort of how that's going, if he will be available for the Cup game against Melbourne City?
Yeah, so that's been overturned based on mistaken identity, which is good. So he'll be available for the game. And yeah, we're just trying to get ourselves in the best condition we can. We felt like we prepared well and thought that we would end up being able to kind of make the difference in the latter minutes against Port Melbourne, and that was the case. So, yeah, it's good to see that the plans we put in place came to fruition.
Absolutely. And I guess approaching this game against Melbourne City, we'll talk about that one first. Obviously, they have a quick turnaround as well. They obviously faced Adelaide United last night, blew a 2-0 lead. What are you guys going to approach? Obviously, they'll likely breed some youngsters through, and this is probably a more stringent opponent compared to when they faced South Melbourne. Taking those lessons into account, how do you think you guys will approach that one?
Obviously, we're trying to prepare to match their fitness and their speed and in general, their sharpness. But we generally take every game the same. We play our style. We want to impose our style on Melbourne City, and we want to impose our style on Avondale. That's what we want to do in every game, and it'll be no different. There'll be limited changes or tweaks to our system to play Melbourne City, so we'll just go for it and see what happens.
And Heggs, how good is it to A, have crowds back at local football, and B, how good is it as well to have Paramount Plus and Channel 10 really sort of showcase the FFA Cup, not only your game that's going to be on 10 play this Wednesday night, but pretty much every single FFA Cup game that's happening at the moment?
That's what it's about. We play football for the fans, really, and we play football for the entertainment factor, and playing behind closed doors is not what anybody wants. And again, these moments for our players to get on TV and get people around the world watching what we're doing is everything the football is about, so it's good that we get an opportunity again.
Heggs, and obviously you got the game against Avondale on Sunday in the Doherty Cup final. Winners of the Doherty Cup in the past. How do you guys feel you could approach that game? Obviously, Avondale actually haven't played a competitive fixture in this sort of restart. They've obviously got that game in the FFA Cup against either Western United or Wellington Phoenix in the round of 16. That game's very interesting. How do you guys approach that one?
We're just going to have to get ourselves off after the game on Wednesday and see what condition we're in, I suppose, and then playing an opposition, again, like no competitive game. We don't really know their lineups. It's like a first game of pre-season, really. So we'll just go and give it our all. It's cup final, so there'll be a winner at the end of the day, and we just hope it's us.
Of course. And a number of squad changes as well in the off-season for you guys. Of course, losing Andy Brennan will be the notable one. And you've obviously brought in Bonata. And I believe, I'm not sure if this was announced, but Brandon Lawton, sort of in terms of changing that squad composition, especially within such a short turnover, what's the process of integration for these new guys?
Yeah, it's not been, it's been easier than I thought, to be honest. We've got four or five bodies in, and obviously we went to that Port Melbourne game and had five debuts, including two senior debuts. But the boys that have come in have been great. This would be basically a mini season for next season, so hopefully next season we'll be stronger for it. But the boys have been great, and With the boys that we had kept, it's been an easy kind of like integration, I suppose, is the last word. And we look pretty cohesive, which I'm happy about, but obviously room for improvement.
And you are training later this morning. Tell us a little bit about what the training regimen's looking like for the week ahead with the two big games.
Yeah, so we'll train this morning, then we'll train tomorrow night. Go into Wednesday, and then we'll probably just do something Friday prior to Sunday.
No worries. And, yeah, good luck, Hags. Obviously, looking forward to get down to ABD Stadium on Wednesday night. It's going to be a massive clash against Melbourne City, and we hope for a cup set. We haven't had one this so far in the cup, but there's anything to go by in terms of the cup kings of Victorian football, Hume City would definitely define that. So good luck, Hags.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Nick Hegarty, the Hume City head coach, joining us.